Well, as we've been reporting throughout the morning, Eastern Australia is on high alert today. There are total fire bans in place for 9 regions across New South Wales, while in Queensland, firefighters have been battling a fire on the state's Darling Downs, and residents in affected areas are bracing for hot weather conditions. Diana Eady is a meteorologist with the Bureau of Meteorology. A very good morning to you.
Good morning, Hamish.
Can you give us a broader outlook for the state today?
Yes, we're seeing those westerly winds strengthen once again, and conditions do remain very dry. So the combination of those strengthening winds, increasing temperatures, and those dry conditions are leading to very high to severe fire dangers for much of eastern Australia today. The real standouts for today are going to be the southern and central parts of eastern New South Wales, but also southeast Queensland. We're seeing severe fire dangers for both the White Band Burnett region, but also the Darling Downs and Granite Belt area, where we have seen those sort of fires go out of control in the last day or so.
And can you just explain the haze that we're reporting across much of the country? Is that directly from the fires? Is it a combination of a fire and particular kinds of winds?
Yeah, so it's the westerly winds that have really been dragging that smoke over more populated areas, particularly along the east coast. So often what we'll see is what we call an inversion develop overnight. So that smoke gets trapped in the low levels of the atmosphere. So when people wake up and before the earth starts to really heat up in the start of the day, we see that smoke really contained, and a lot of people are breathing in those hazardous smoke. And we're going to see a continuation of that with those westerly winds pushing that smoke towards the coast. Fortunately for areas like Sydney, we could see a little bit of a relief with the sea breeze returning on Friday afternoon and Saturday morning. But unfortunately, until we put these fires out, any time we see a return of those westerly winds, that smoke is going to get blown towards the east coast once again.
And in terms of the outlook, are things any better in the coming days?
Yeah, unfortunately not. We're going to see a continuation of those very high to severe fire dangers. Today, as I mentioned, that concerns around southern and central parts of New South Wales. But looking ahead into tomorrow, the focus shifts a little bit further north. Really, Sydney and north up through parts of southeast Queensland are likely to see severe fire dangers where we have seen that ongoing fire activity. Looking ahead to Saturday, it's still going to remain a very dangerous situation. Sunday and Monday, we could see a little bit of a break from these conditions, though fire dangers will remain very high for some locations, just a little bit more moisture and the wind's turning a bit more easterly. So we see more moisture coming in off the Coral Sea. So that'll help conditions a little bit, but unfortunately it looks like we'll see another flare up on Tuesday and Wednesday of next week.
Diana Eady, thank you very much.
My pleasure, Hamish.